Today is Tuesday, August 11th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Presidential Joke Day. It's also National Sons and Daughters Day, Play in the Sand Day, Global Kinetic Sand Day, and last but not least, because I like to end with a food, it's National Raspberry Bomb Day. And you ask, what is a bomb? It's really hard to describe. You'd really need to see a picture, but it's one of those small, it's half of a circle, half of a sphere, and it's usually got a glaze over it. So it's shiny and spherical, but again, it's half. It's like a dome. That's a good word. It's called a bomb, but it's really like a dome. A dom, as you might say. So yeah, anyway, so I almost forgot to record today, to be honest, because I came upstairs because I had to bring something upstairs. And because I came upstairs, I walked by the computer. And then I thought, did I record? And then I was thinking, and I was like, no, I didn't record. So walking by the computer made me remember that I didn't record, because it feels like I just recorded the Monday episode, is what it feels like. And so, there you go. So what have I been doing? Well, nothing on Monday. I didn't really do much. I ordered groceries this time to be delivered. The past month, probably, I've been going to the grocery store myself. But our grocery, and I don't know if this is related at all, but I was just thinking this today. Our grocery bill has gone up significantly. And I'm wondering if it's because I'm going to the grocery store. And maybe I'm hungry when I'm at the grocery store. Or who knows? I mean, I don't know what, but it's gone up significantly. It used to be around, I don't know if I should say this, but we used to spend around $150 a week. And we really try to limit our eating out to once or twice a week, if we can. So most of our eating is our lunches, our dinners, breakfasts are mostly at home. I mean, I do get the occasional fast food breakfast, but for the most part, we eat all of those meals at home. And I usually don't even eat breakfast, to be honest. But now it was gone up to over $200 a week. And Mark's got Gatorade that he buys, that he drinks when he runs. And he's got special chocolate milk that I have to buy every time. So he's added some things, you know, and we're always out of paper towels or toilet paper or some sort of pharmaceutical. And those are very expensive. So, I don't know, because that includes everything, shampoos, toothpaste, toilet paper, special creams and potions and lotions and to look good, you know, whatever. It includes all of that, anything you can buy from a big, major grocery store, I would say. So, we can go back. I'm not sure that I'm going to remember what day we were on for our cruise, but I'm going to say, I think it was cruise day 4. I'm looking. Yeah, so cruise day 4 was Curacao, and we got ready and left the ship, and our cruise guide was a lady, probably in her 50s, if I was guessing. She might have been 60s, but 50s or 60s. And she looked so pissed, and she was not talking at all. She just had this face. She had this resting bee face. I guess that's not good to say about a woman. But I would say I have resting bitch face. So she had this. Anyway, so, you know, she wasn't translating anything into English. She was just pointing. She wasn't even talking. She was just pointing at things. We thought, oh God, this is not going to go well. There was another tour guide with the other group that was bubbly and happy and bouncing around. And our tour was like, huh, and just like pointing at shit. We're like, oh, we got the wrong tour guide. But anyway, so we learned, and I think I've said this already, but that they speak four languages in Curaçao, including Dutch, English, Spanish, and Papamiento. They also speak four languages in Aruba. And so anyway, we learned that. The first stop was, she got a little better as we went. You know, she was telling stories and stuff like that. She was translating stuff into English and Spanish. So that was okay. She was speaking more Spanish than she was English. All of these tours that we took, they would translate in English, but they would say, like in Spanish. And then they go, she died. And that would be it in English. So it was like a lot of Spanish and a little bit English. They were just saying the bare minimum in English, and they were really elaborating in Spanish. And she was doing the same thing. We stopped at a museum. It was eh. You know, it was okay. But it was just an old house that had a lot of old stuff in it. It wasn't like a, you know, a big, huge museum. But anyway, she took us around and showed us all these items. She played this old, it wasn't a piano. I can't remember what the Celeste or something. Maybe it was called a Celeste. It was a bunch of strings connected to bells on the roof, and you play it like a piano, but it's bells. And they're outside the building. They're on the roof, like I said. So I'm not sure. Like I said, I want to say Celeste, and she played it. So next stop, we saw some flamingos. I saw a flamingo fly. I didn't even know they could fly, but there you go. We saw some caves. Now, these were better caves than the first caves, the ones we saw in Aruba. Still, I'm not impressed with the caves in these places. You know, the cave in, there was this cute little Norwegian boy or something. He was with his parents, and the tour guide was so nice. She asked the parents if the little boy could walk with her. So she was holding the little boy's hand, and he was walking with the tour guide. It was cute. And she was speaking Dutch to him I guess they weren't Norwegian. I guess they were Dutch. Anyway, she was speaking Dutch. And so that was cute. And we were put into an English speaking group. So she was also speaking English. And we saw these iguana looking lizards. I love lizards. When I was growing up, I had these terrariums that my dad built. So just a cage, basically. A half, what do you call it? Like a half moon shaped cage that's got a flat bottom, but it's got a curved top. And it had wire over it so you could see into it. And then we put dirt and like branches and leaves, and we put a water bowl and all this stuff in there. And then I would catch lizards. I had these anole lizards that I would put in there, and then I would feed them. Every day I had to go to this field across the street and catch grasshoppers because they wouldn't eat the crickets from the bait shop. I had to go and get fresh grasshoppers, or they were okay with katydids. And then I joked that when they were eating, they would catch a grasshopper or whatever, and half the grasshopper would be sticking out of their mouth. It looked like a Godzilla movie. All that to say, we saw some lizards. I was very happy because they were these big, huge lizards. I got photos of them. I like lizards. There was a cute, I talked about the cute Dutch boy. Very hot and humid in the cave. I thought all caves were cold. Not true. There was a lot of silence, which Mark, she gave a lot of silence in between talking, which Mark found annoying. I don't know why. Cave was unremarkable. The next stop was the Blue Curacao factory. And I bought this at this other gift shop. I bought this sample of five different Curacao liqueurs. I thought it was five different flavors. I got home with it. It's the same flavor, dyed five different colors. We did sample three different types. We sampled chocolate, tamarind, and regular, and I thought that this sample was going to have those types in it, and it didn't. Tamarind was my second favorite. I don't know what my first favorite. Oh, chocolate was my favorite. And apparently it's hard to get chocolate here in the U.S. Then we were dropped off at town, and we only tipped $5 because she wasn't that great. We were going to take this pedestrian bridge, but the entire pedestrian bridge over this ocean, the sea, moves in and out of the way for ships to come in. And when we were ready to walk across it, it was moving. And he said, oh, it's going to be 45 minutes. Now, there's a ferry, so we ended up taking the ferry. It was fine. And we went to a few shops. We bought, like I said, the sample of Curacao and a magnet. We walked back to the ship, and we were able to walk over the pedestrian bridge on the way back to the ship. We were. So that was cool. We went back to the room, took a nap. We had lunch, took a nap. And then we went to General Knowledge Trivia and won. So I don't know if this is like win three or win four of our wins so far, but we won 14 out of 20. We won some bag pulls and a keychain bottle opener. Very fancy. And we went to work out, and that's when the hot dancer was at the gym, and Mark said he was stretching his booty for like 30 minutes. I didn't see because he was on the other side of the gym from me. And I was the one who had the crush on him. We showered and changed. We tried Name That Tune Salsa Edition and got zero. We stayed for basketball trivia but didn't play. We went to dinner in the main dining room. Mexican themed night. And we went to see a magician. He did attempt to translate everything to English, but he ended up speaking, again, a lot more in Spanish. He'd be like, blah, 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 blah. Shazam, you know, or something. And so, yeah, I mean, the magic was good, I guess. And then we went back to the room, went to bed. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.